Blog Talk Radio. This program has been sponsored by North Coast Subaru at 105 Glen Street, Glen Cove, New York, 11542. Need a nice car? Contact Loretta at North Coast Subaru. And remember, if you don't get dirty, you're not having fun.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
Powerful, riveting, inspiring, romantic, jubilant, with excellent stuff seen since Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and Jose Carreras graced the international stages. The three tenors are back, filling American stages from coast to coast with their magic. Join them on January 17th and 18th at Palm Desert, California, on January 30th at Fort Myers, Florida, on February the 1st at Pompano Beach, Florida. Don't let another year go by without coming to see the New York Tenors. For tickets, go to www.amazingtickets.com and search the New York Tenors ticket.
Live Wednesday night on Sundance Channel. Bon Jovi, Eric Clapton, Dave Grohl, Billy Joel, Alicia Keys, Chris Martin, The Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Lee Street Band, Eddie Vedder, Roger Waters, Kanye West, The Who, Paul McCartney, and many more. Live from Madison Square Garden, 12-12-12. The concert for Sandy Relief to benefit the Robin Hood Relief Fund, presented by Chase. Live Wednesday night at 7:30 on Sundance Channel.
Hi, this is Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe. I don't have a special guest today, but I will be featuring several songs by some wonderful people that I know personally. Two of them, Daniel Rodriguez and the beautiful Marla Cavanaugh Rodriguez, Daniel's wife. Marla, known in San Francisco and many places in New Zealand as the sorrowing angel, and as soon as you hear the song, you're going to understand why. She's an amazing singer, and so is Daniel Rodriguez. I will also be featuring a song by the New York Tenors, who will be appearing on stages across America over the next several months throughout the year 2013. So if you haven't ordered your ticket yet, by all means do. Listen out for the commercial again at the end of this recording, and you will know exactly where to go to pick up your tickets. Marla Cavanaugh will also be featured at some of Daniel Rodriguez's concerts, and for information on that, you can go to www.danielrodriguez.com. Hi, I just want to start out first by wishing everyone a very, very happy holiday season, and those of you who are celebrating Christmas, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I also want to wish those celebrating Hanukkah a very happy Hanukkah. In my home, we have the best of both worlds. I celebrate both Christmas and a happy Hanukkah. And that's because I'm Christian and my husband is Jewish. And somehow we have found a way to live in harmony in spite of the differences in our beliefs. So with that said, I would like to wish everyone a very happy holiday. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And now I want you to hear the special song titled Pie Jesu, sung by the beautiful angel Marla Cavanaugh Rodriguez and her husband, Daniel Rodriguez, Pie Jesu.
Thank you.
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now I'm going to share with you a song by the New York Tenors. And of course, you heard a little bit of the song in that commercial that started out the program today. So I'm not going to need to tell you too much because you know a little bit about them already from a prior program and perhaps from seeing them perform all over New York and across the country and maybe listening to the music on the radio. So here they are, the New York Tenors.
When the call of a brother in need is heard, when there's a prayer to be answered, and all you feel is heard, I will lend you a shoulder, I will lend a helping hand. No, I won't turn my back on you. When your world has been shattered in pieces on the ground, when your spirit has been broken and a friend just can't be found, I can offer you comfort, I will answer your call. No, I won't turn my back on you.
Just absolutely amazing. Well, that's just one song, so can you imagine what a whole repertoire at an evening with the New York Tenors must be like? Quite a celebration. Please do try to get to those concerts or one of those concerts, and I will announce again at the end of this program where you can get the tickets. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about something that not too many people often address, and that is the topic of loneliness during the holidays. And loneliness is something that can be experienced by anyone, just about anyone, from the youngest to the oldest, single, married, rich or poor. It doesn't matter where you are in life. Most people experience loneliness at one time or another. So enjoy the segment about loneliness. Hmm. Many people find themselves feeling dread when the holiday season comes around, and it doesn't matter whether they are single or married with children. Anyone can be susceptible to feelings of loneliness during the holiday season. Loneliness is a universal human emotion, yet it is both complex and unique to each individual. Loneliness has no single common cause, so the preventions and treatments for this damaging state of mind vary dramatically. A lonely child who struggles to make friends at a school has different needs than a lonely elderly man whose wife has recently died. In order to understand loneliness, it is important to take a closer look at exactly what we mean by the term lonely, as well as the various causes, health consequences, symptoms, and potential treatments for loneliness. While common definitions of loneliness describe it as a state of solitude or being alone, loneliness is actually a state of mind. Yes, loneliness causes people to feel empty, alone, and unwanted. People who are lonely often crave human contact, but their state of mind makes it more difficult to form connections with other people. Loneliness, according to many experts, is not necessarily about being alone. Instead, it is the perception of being alone and isolated that matters most. For example, a college freshman might feel lonely despite being surrounded by roommates and other peers. A soldier beginning his military career might feel lonely after being deployed to a foreign country despite being constantly surrounded by people. According to research by John Cacioppo, a University of Chicago psychologist and one of the top loneliness experts, loneliness is strongly connected to genetics. Other contributing factors, including situational variables such as physical isolation, moving to a new location, and divorce. The death of someone significant in a person's life can also lead to feelings of loneliness. Loneliness can also be a symptom of a psychological disorder, such as depression. Loneliness can also be attributed to internal factors, such as low self-esteem. People who lack confidence in themselves often believe that they are unworthy of the attention or regard of other people, so they retreat, and this can lead to isolation and chronic loneliness. Loneliness has a wide range of negative effects on both physical and mental health. Some of the health risks associated with loneliness include depression and suicide, cardiovascular disease and stroke, increased stress levels, decreased memory and learning, antisocial behavior, poor decision making, alcoholism and drug abuse, the progression of Alzheimer's disease, and altered brain function. Research has shown that loneliness can impact stress, heart health, and immunity. But these are not the only areas in which loneliness takes its toll. Lonely adults consume more alcohol and get less exercise than those who are not lonely, explained John Cacioppo, co-author of the book Loneliness, Human Nature, and the Need for Social Connection, in an interview with U.S. News & World Report. Their diet is higher in fat, their sleep is less efficient, and they report more daytime fatigue. Loneliness also disrupts the regulation of cellular processes deep within the body, predisposing us to premature aging. Researchers have found that low levels of loneliness are associated with marriage, higher income, and higher educational status. However, high levels of loneliness are associated with physical health symptoms, living alone, small social networks, and low quality social relationships. And this means that just because you're lonely doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with you. In some cases, if you're a high achiever, a talented person, somebody who has many interests and much to talk about, you need to be around like-minded people. If you find yourself surrounded by people who can't discuss some of the topics that you discuss, or find yourself around people who do not have the same things in common that you do, or who do not participate in some of the same activities that you do, you may find yourself getting a little bit bored. And that's not an insult to those who cannot keep up with you. It just means that you need to try and enjoy those relationships, yet seek out newer relationships that in some way gratify those areas in your life that need intellectual stimulation, cultural stimulation, and other areas in your life. Researchers also suggest that loneliness is becoming more common in the United States. When polled as part of a 1984 questionnaire, respondents most recently reported having three close confidants. When the question was asked again in 2004, the most common response was zero confidants. The trend is unfortunate since experts believe that it is not the quantity of social interaction that combats loneliness, but that it is the quality. Having just three or four close friends is enough to ward loneliness and reduces the negative health consequences associated with this state of mind. John Cacioppo offers a few tips on how to overcome loneliness. First, recognize that loneliness is a sign that something needs to change. Second, understand the effects that loneliness has on your life, both physically and mentally. Consider doing community service or another activity that you enjoy. These situations present great opportunities to meet people and cultivate new friendships and social interactions. Fourth, focus on developing quality relationships with people who share similar attitudes, interests, and values with you. 5. Expect the best. Lonely people often expect rejection, so instead, focus on positive thoughts and attitudes in your relationships. Here are some tips on how to survive being single at Christmas. And I extracted these tips from an article written by Marissa Black, an eHow contributor. The holiday season never seems quite the same when you're single. If you're one of the few singles among your family and friends, you might feel a little out of place over the holidays. By reaching out to others and joining with your single friends, you can actively participate in holiday festivities and enjoy the true meaning of the holiday season without feeling lonely. So if you're celebrating Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or Christmas, try and seek out people just like you who will join you, and you won't feel so lonely. Here's some of the tips. Number one, attend holiday parties and events if you need to fly solo. There is no reason to be embarrassed if you're single over the holidays. Almost everyone goes through periods of being single. Participate in holiday meals and gatherings just as you would if you were the other half of a couple. Number two, invite other single friends to attend holiday parties and meals with you. One buddy, two buddies, it doesn't matter. If you buddy up with someone else who knows how lonely you feel on the holidays, you will not feel as out of place and unusual. Of course, you will also be helping your friend to feel a little less alone over the holidays as well. Volunteer at a local nursing home during the holiday season. You can share your time and spread joy to elderly people who do not have many visitors during the holidays. There are many residents of retirement communities who are lonely and could use a friend like you. Make their season brighter and bring some love into your own heart by volunteering. 4. Volunteer your time at a holiday meal for people who are homeless or who are poor. You will not be spending time alone and you will be making a difference in the holiday for others. This is a tradition you can continue even in years to come when you're no longer single at Christmas. You can volunteer with your loved one when that day comes. 5. Participate in local holiday events and performances. You can sign in a local church choir or worship team or perform in a community Christmas play. Join other members of your community to sing Christmas carols throughout the neighborhood. Being actively involved will help to keep your mind occupied so that you do not feel alone. You will be among friends and neighbors. You might even meet someone new. You have been listening to Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe. Thank you for tuning in, and remember this holiday season, don't be alone if you're single, or if you lost a loved one, or if you've been divorced, or if you find yourself where you have been for several years alone. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to feel alone. Get out there. Join some groups. Have a little fun. Try to step out of your sheltered zone and meet people. And share yourself. Share the special person that you are with others. They might grow from something that you have to contribute to their lives. If you wish to contact me, email me at carmeng@newyorkpodcafe.com. Or if you're interested in booking an event, an interview, an advertisement on this program, please contact me at events at Carmen Goldberg Media. And like I said again, you can reach me at any one of those two emails. If you get confused, just shoot me an email at any one of them, and I will try and respond within 24 to 48 hours. Thank you for listening in. I appreciate you being here. And I hope that this program blessed you and that it helped you along a little bit, both spiritually and in any way that it has. Always cling on to your faith, trust in God, and know He is real, and believe. Have a happy holiday. This program has been sponsored by North Coast Subaru of Glen Cove, Long Island. Remember, if you don't get dirty, you're not having fun.